Dwight Yoakam has just released his 18th album, the first one not produced by his longtime collaborator Pete Anderson. Yoakam's been an outsider from the Nashville establishment. Born in Kentucky, he was raised in California and has occasionally pursued an acting career, appearing in such movies as Sling Blade. But rock critic Ken Tucker says Yoakam's new release, Blame the Vein, is not only one of his best, it's also one of his most revealing.
Listening the first time to the title song of Blame the Vein, I was reminded of a pithy description uttered by Sharon Stone after her brief fling with Dwight Yoakam. Kissing Dwight, she said, was like eating a dirt sandwich. Now, coming from a piece of work like Stone, that's a pretty cold put-down. But then, one theme that has run through all of Yoakam's recordings for 20 years is that he can be one mean little SOB. A self-pitying guy with a taste for the put-down and revenge via songwriting. But Blame the Vein is the first album on which he actually seems not only aware of what a jerk his lyrics can suggest he is, but he actually catalogs his faults as though he was offering testimony at a country music AA meeting. On the song Blame the Vein, he acknowledges his own vanity and his propensity to ascribe it to anyone but himself until there's no one else to blame. And on a fantastic piece of honky-tonk called Three Good Reasons, he proudly suggests that he's so cavalier about dumping his latest entanglement that he can't even bother to give her three good reasons for doing so.
Well, I'll give you three good reasons for leaving. Number one is that I've forgotten. Number two.
Yoakam's frequently beautiful music, sung with a meticulous tremble, surrounded by hardcore country and rockabilly instrumentation, has often smothered the harsh, cutting edge of his words. What distinguishes him from every country singer this side of Jerry Lee Lewis, who only does it part-time, is that he doesn't care about being liked. From outlaws like Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, to political advocates ranging from the Dixie Chicks to Toby Keith, country music's image creation is the exact opposite of gangster rap. Country singers may swagger, may boast, may posture as though they're spoiling for a barroom brawl, but they want above all else to be liked, to be considered at one with their audience. For better and sometimes for worse, Dwight Yoakam has never had any use for this. It's pushed him to the margins of commercial country, but it sure has fueled a lot of excellent songs.
She drove south by 95 straight through Carolina. She didn't use no damn map to find her way. She pulled off on a state route just north of Charlotte and took mostly county roads the rest of the day.
Parts of Blame the Vein are downright weird. For no apparent reason, he affects an ostentatiously bad British accent in a spoken word intro to the song She'll Remember. He goes into an ad-lib rant near the end of the song I just played, Intentional Heartache. But this sort of role-playing is consistent with the theme of the album, which is all about role-playing in love and life, about how cruel someone can be, either in a conscious or clueless way. The difference this time around is, Yoakam is acknowledging that he's the cruel guy. After all these years, he's finally made his coming out album.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine.